Well, we're pleased to be joined on the live right now by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Got a number of things around the ride to discuss today. We appreciate you, Dan, for joining us here today.
Well, thanks, Kyle. Very happy to be here.
Well, one of the main topics I wanted to talk about today is the refurbishing work on the old bridge here in town. I've driven across the new bridge plenty of times since it opened up last fall, and with the weather getting fairly decent recently. We're supposed to be starting on the old bridge at some point soon. I would hope you have some information on that for us.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be two construction seasons for the refurbishing. Obviously, the bridge is getting older, and it can last many more years, but we need to make sure that it stays in good condition. So between this construction season and next, they're going to be doing $40 million worth of bridge rehab, painting, and that kind of stuff to make sure that the bridge stays in tip-top and continue to serve the community for decades to come. So not only do we have a new bridge, we're going to have a revamped and rehabilitated old bridge as well.
Now, what amounts can we actually start seeing some workers out there in the next little bit?
Yeah, I think the lead-up work is being done. Alberta Transportation is getting ready to start here, so it will be in the coming days, weeks, and months that we see it, and there will be continued traffic, obviously, on the new bridge, letting folks pass side to side while we do that work on the old bridge. So sometime this spring, you can expect to see more work being done on the old bridge for revamping that one.
One of the big topics we've seen be popular in the province recently is the new restrictions that are in the process of being putting over the next few days here. And of course, that's had an impact on a number of businesses in the riding. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the importance, especially right now, of trying to support a lot of these local businesses as they dealing with all these restrictions we got right now.
Kyle, it's such a good question, and I'm really glad you asked. The truth is that this has been incredibly burdensome, particularly on a few small businesses. And these business owners aren't big international multinational companies. I know how convenient it is to order from Amazon and to go to Walmart, and I appreciate those services, but the truth is I'm asking everyone to support the local businesses, and particularly restaurants in any way that they can. They've been hit so hard through this over and over again by the horrible way that this has wreaked havoc on our society. It's been a lot of those kind of restaurants, gyms, recreation facilities, I think in the bowling alley particularly. It is incredibly difficult for these folks. So any way that we can support them, we should. So if you're thinking about getting a meal, see if you can order out and pick up or delivery from one of our local restaurants. If you're thinking about what's going to happen this summer, we are going to have a very normal summer. And when these businesses come back, let's really support them. Let's give them all the help that we can. And I think it's our responsibility across all of our towns in the Peace River constituency to support these small businesses, because it has been very difficult on them and their families.
And I think we've seen plenty of occasions over the years where, us people in Alberta, we're really good about sort of banding together in tough situations. Like, we saw a couple of years ago with all the fire, the Chuckie Creek fire in High Level, and, so a lot of the support that, people gave to people who were affected by all of that. Do you think that, with all this going on, that's going to sort of make us kind of a stronger region once we finally get out of all these restrictions and whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to be stronger facing any adversity. There's something about the North that is unique in our province. It's not like the rest of the province. There is a wherewithal, a resolution to continue persevering that we have. There's a pioneering spirit here that you see. Yeah, whether they've been settled here for generations or were newcomers, people are drawn to the North who have a resilience. So I'm very confident that we're going to be stronger because of it. I don't like a lot of these restrictions. I really don't. I'm frustrated by them as well. I think that my ask to everyone is, let's get through these next couple of weeks. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is the end of the frustrations coming up here. Let's get through it. Try and abide by the rules as best you can. Please follow them and support our local businesses. Understand that coming through this, we're going to see huge opportunities for the province. We see very optimistic oil and gas prices coming out of this global recession that Alberta was subject to. We see incredibly good situation forming for farmers in the province. Lumber has been at record highs in history for its price on global commodity markets. We see a lot of very good things coming our way. Let's focus on this summer. Let's get through these next couple of weeks, and we're going to see the opportunities that we have in the north. And we're going to be better off because of the way that we have a resilience and our determination to get through anything that comes our way.
Well, certainly very optimistic. Once we can finally get through all this, we'll be sort of a better region for that. Peace River MLA, Dan Williams, thanks for joining us here today.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time, Kyle.